another wild week. And I'll tell you, I just spent the last 50 hours with my buddy, Jayan. I mean, it was a wild story, and I'll talk about it in the Taiwan special, but I just got back, and I'm doing these things late. But, you know, it's when you're living with someone, you stay at the person's house two nights. One of them is in a tent. How do you say in the tent in the house? Okay, well, you know what? That's, I'll save it for the Taiwan special, but just when you are around someone for that much time, you get on each other's nerves. You really get to know a person because the guard eventually fails. You know, like, it's not just you let your guard down. The muscles fail and you can't hold up your guard anymore. It's not just that you let it down. It's muscle failure. You've got to take off the shields and the armor after so many days go by. You just have to do it. And so you get on each other's nerves and you see what you're really made of. And being around each other so much is a real strong test of friendship. And I'll tell you, one of the funny things is in all this, talking about, you know, listening, apologizing, forgiving, because of just the normal things, you know. Well, you know, when you have a friendship with someone, you're pursuing something bigger, something of some kind. And I guess, you know, the best, most lasting friendships that I have are always with people that want to be awesome in some way. They want to do their best. And while we're doing that and going through that, we are having the conversations. And some of it's personality and some of it's, you know, you're like this. Well, I'm like that. Yeah, well, you're like that. And I'm like this. And we discovered that both of us are Leos. Both of us are Leos. I don't want to make this about the Zodiac. I mean, I don't follow horoscopes. Do you know this about Leo and about... No, the Zodiac schedule's wrong because the schedule is like 5,000 years old or something. No, you could wind it back, but if... No. Our normal calendar, you know, what constitutes a year and how do we calculate leap year? All that we follows the tropical... No, follow... This is important to know. Slowly all year long, high noon, the highest point that the sun reaches in the sky. If you took a window and you stood in the same place and you put a little dot where the sun stops at noon, slowly all year long, the dots would, day by day, would turn into a figure eight. And then there'd be a top and then a bottom one, and there'd be a cross in the middle. Now, the top and the bottom are the solstices. The summer solstice is the highest point in the sky. The winter solstice is the lower. But the part where they cross each other, because it looks like a figure eight, the cross is the equinox for autumn and spring. And so as you know, that's what we use to measure a year. When the high point of noon, if the sun goes all the way around the little figure eight and then comes back to the same point, where that's how we calculate a year. And that's how and why we calculate leap year, is to keep that correct. Okay, well, the thing is, there's another way to calculate a year. And that is that you look at the constellations and where the stars are at a specific point at midnight, and how long it takes for the constellations to slowly shift. Because the constellations slowly shift all year long. You know, at one point you can see Orion at night, at another point you can't. Or you know, in the southern hemisphere, it's other constellations because they don't see the northern star, they see the southern cross. So you've got... You know, slowly the constellations are moving around, just how the sun does. Okay, so it goes all the way around. And the thing is this, the difference between the year according to the stars and the year according to the sun, it's like a 15-minute difference. You can go look it up. I've got the exact numbers, but I don't want to bore you. So what happens is every 70 years, the stars get like one day behind the sun. So after 3,000, 5,000 years, the horoscope is about 20 days off schedule. And so there's been a talk about this. Now, some people have said, no, it's not the sidereal as stars. It's not the sidereal calendar, the one by the stars. It's the tropical calendar, the one by the sun. No, it's not. Constellations are stars. And so the question is, what constellation was behind the sun when you were born? All right. Okay. Science lesson adjourned. When we were born, Leo was behind the sun for both of us. And there's a very interesting thing about Leo. A lot of people don't know this. Leo has to grow up. Unlike all the other people, Leo, and this is the thing. Maybe you don't believe this stuff, but think about it. It works. It really works. Leo's got to grow up. Leo's this annoying little baby lion cub because there's two Leo constellations. You think about it. You think about the people that are born in August, or you look at the calendar. When was Leo behind the sun? Think about those people. A lot of them you might think of as Virgos because you're following the wrong zodiac schedule. But no, you know, Leo's behind, you know, Leo's got to grow up. He's this annoying, needy, whining pest, arrogant brat child who thinks he's the boss and is afraid of everything and needs everyone and annoys and bosses everybody around. He's this annoying little creature and he's got to freaking grow up. But he's got to grow up two times because there's Leo, the lion cub, and then there's the full-grown lion, and then there's the Sphinx. Leo's supposed to grow up twice. And when Leo grows up the second time, Leo's this ultra-mature, ultra-respectable person. And so the challenge for Leo is he's got to learn to get comfortable with himself or herself and grow up. And so anyhow, it was a very funny thing. You discover these things, you discover personality similarities and stuff. And so that we figured out today why it is that why are we friends? Why do we want to hang around each other? Why do we enjoy each other's company? Because we're both Leos. So, all right. Okay. It was a rather inspiring thing because, you know, this guy's a YouTuber and I've got these two YouTube channels that are slowly growing and we're looking at, you know, how do we do stuff and what do we do? And I'm helping him film stuff and he's trying to do this and that. And, you know, what works in a YouTube video? Don't hold the camera like this way. Well, let's watch these others. So it was kind of YouTube convention over the weekend. And, you know, I mean, he's got more accomplishment than I do, but all of us want to improve and both of us think we could be better. So it was a YouTube convention this past weekend. You want to know what was across my desk? There goes the carrier from the local military airport. Got to make sure we can land and take off that carrier for when China attacks. So anyhow, as I'm looking over everything, as I'm doing all these things, as I'm working with my friend Jayan, I've got things on my desk and you know what those are? Yes, I'm working on my stupid mouse books. I call it stupid because I'm just frustrated with it all. Well, I really just want it done. The first mouse book, Four Little Mice, I wrote the story in 30 minutes. Boom. And then I drew the illustrations in 5 hours. Put it together, easy, you know, probably an hour, and it was on Amazon. I think I went back and changed one word because words conflicted and didn't make sense. But then I wrote 6 other books where I wrote a story. I introduced 2 new mice and I write a story about each of the original mice. And I don't know, it's taken months. You know, writing the first story took hours, several hours. It was exhausting. I get one of the books done. And then I start putting the pictures in the book. Yeah, I'm actually to that point. And oh no, I've got to draw this picture. So I got to go back and draw more pictures. But you know, you keep going. You keep going. So what, you know, one of the things that I learned this week, one of the things Giant told me, he says, Jesse, you got to learn to chill, man. You got to learn to just chill. I'm like, we got to measure things by results. He's like, yeah. Results tell us if we're failing or succeeding. All right. We got to look at results. But don't worry about results. You get the results, look back, reevaluate. But until you get to the results, stop being so freaking worried about them. You do things the way that you know how to do them now and enjoy the journey. And don't analyze results that haven't happened yet. You know, so anyhow, I'm not going to tell you the lessons that I've told him. That's personal. I'm going to talk about the lessons I learned because I'm selfish. It's my podcast. Right. Okay. Well, I absolutely love you tons, and That's what was across my desk this week. It's going to be an utterly fascinating week. Taiwan special coming up. Oh, boy, this election. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.